best thing you could ever ask yourself is, what is it that I'm thinking about you that is lining me up with who I am? Or what is it that I'm thinking about you that is keeping me from lining up with who I am? When you say, what is it about you that's bothering me? You render yourself powerless because you can't change whatever they're doing. You try. You try with your influence. You try with your rewards and punishments. You try with your barricades and your sanctions. You try with your grounding them. You try to control their behavior so that you can appreciate more what they're doing because they've improved it. But you cannot control what anyone else does. So when you think even a little bit that how you feel is dependent upon what someone else is doing, you feel smothered, like someone has pressed a pillow to your face, and that's what makes you get mean and angry because you're attempting the impossible. But when you put it in the framework where you have power, when you say, what is it that I'm thinking about you? What is it about my perspective about this? What is it about my vantage point? What is it about my thoughts over which I have total control that is keeping me feeling this way and separated from who I am? Now you've put yourself back in power. So now you can say, oh, it's that thing that I keep prodding and poking about you. It's that thing that I'm focused upon. It's that about you that I'm using as my excuse to separate me from me. It's that about you that I'm doing. I'm doing it to myself, and I'm using that about you as my excuse to do it to myself, but I'm doing it to myself. That's freedom. That's empowerment. That's deliberate creation. That's deliberately thinking. That's directing thought. That's being the source within you. That's what the source within you does, always, every time. The source within you never observes your weakness ever. Not ever. But you came forth willing to observe a little weakness in order to ask for more strength, and the source within you turns undivided attention toward the strength. You see how it works? So the only thing that ever goes wrong in anybody's personal experience, and the only thing that ever goes wrong is a personal thing that goes wrong in your personal experience, is you practice thoughts that are different from the thoughts within you, which is so screwy. How in the world could you get to doing that for very long when every time you thought one of those screwy thoughts, you had negative emotion that let you know you were doing it? So how do you get off kilter when you've got in the moment instantaneous guidance to let you know the relationship between who you really are and who you are allowing yourself to be? How is it that you could get so far out of whack with that? You stopped caring about how you feel. You stopped paying attention to your emotions, and you started paying attention to the response of others. Their frown or their smile became more important to you than your gut, you see. And that's why I want to say to our friend who sat in the hot seat and is not there right now, that's why sometimes you find yourself in a place where it feels like things are going extra wrong. They're not going extra wrong. They're in the process of righting themselves. You're just extra aware of the vibrational discord that you weren't aware of for a while. And it's such a good thing. We love it when your world gets turned upside down. We love it when it feels like everything's going screwy. We love that because what that means is you're finally aware of the vibrational difference between who you really are. And without that awareness, you're just not going to know. You're not going to know. If you're not listening to the way you feel, you can't possibly be deliberate about your creation. And if you're not deliberate about your creation, you can't possibly have any fun because that's why you came. You came forth to expand deliberately and to experience the expansion in a joyous environment. Hello.
Hi.